I'm here with Mike Day, Serves Operation Manager. Tell us what Serves stands for.
Well, Serves stands for Ship Escort Response Vessel System.
We understand the new Edison Swest tugboats will be 20% more powerful. Tell us why that is important.
Well, that's important because their job is to stop tankers that might be in trouble. So they can use that power and they can stop tankers faster.
There are four new state-of-the-art oil spill response barges with oil skimmer systems coming to Valdez. Tell us how these barges work and what they do.
Well, those barges have oil skimming systems and boom systems on board. So they collect oil that's going to be spilled and floating on the water. They'll put that in the skimmer into a nice pocket, and then they use the skimmers to collect that oil out of the water and store it on board the barges.
Can you explain how the new tugboats and barges are more effective for oil spill response?
Well, for oil spill response, the new tugs have systems on board that help them find oil at night, and they make it easier to do that. So they have infrared cameras and they have oil detection radars that makes it easier for the skimming systems to collect the oil. The barges have efficient boom systems on board that make it so that they can tow a lot faster, so they can get a lot further in the same amount of time. And then the skimmers are actually twice as efficient than most normal skimmers. And that means that they pick up less water and they'll pick up more oil that they'd store on board the barges.
Are the new tugboats and barges going to make oil spill response safer in Prince William Sound?
They will. The tugboats and their capabilities have a lot more capability, like you said earlier, about 20% more power to be able to stop a ship that might be in trouble, so they'd prevent something bad from happening to the ship. But they also have some updated winches and things like that that they use to put the rope up on the ship that makes for a better response system in waves or things like that, and they just make a better system all the way around.
Can you tell our listeners what Serves is?
Serves is a ship escort response vessel system. So we really do what our name is. So our job is to provide ship escorts, and we do that with the tugboats. And then we also operate response vessels. So we're a group of about 300 people here most of the time. And our job is to prevent and respond to oil spills if they were to ever happen.
What is it like being on a tugboat?
Being on a tugboat is pretty cool. With these new tugboats we've gotten the opportunity to do a lot of exercises with them. And to just stand on the deck and feel a big, massive machine with lots of power do what it was made to do and do it as well as these do is, I've been on boats all my life, and it's a hard feeling to describe, but it's impressive to just be on a big machine that us people can control and have it do what it's supposed to do.
What do you like most about your job?
The best thing about my job is that I get to be on the water every day. I grew up in Prince William Sound. I was born in Valdez, and I get to have a big part of making sure that it's protected for you and for me and my kids and people in the future as well.
How will the fleet being brought in by Ed Schwest bring more power and flexibility to the Serves operation?
Well, it brings, we've talked about the power that the vessels bring. The tugboats are more powerful and have quite a bit more capabilities than the existing fleet. They bring flexibility in that the boats are purpose-built for us, and they're purpose-built for the system that we use. So they're all pretty much completely interchangeable, and provides just some efficiency to what we do with our escort business, the ability to tow barges, the ability to tow the tankers, and quite a bit more capabilities than we have today.
Tell us about the Vessel of Opportunity Program.
So the Vessel of Opportunity Program is a fleet of mostly fishing vessels in six different ports around Alaska. So it's Valdez, Homer, Seward, Cordova, Whittier, and Kodiak. So that's about 400 contracted vessels. We go to each one of those ports every year, and we train about 400 vessels, about 2,000 people, to operate our spill response equipment. It's part of the response vessel side of Serves. So we train them to operate the boom, the skimming systems, the storage systems that we use to recover oil. And so we have about 2,000 people in between all those ports that can help us in what we're there to accomplish.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nick.